to New Westminster schools. After much development and discussion, the district school nourishment program is set to roll out, and a number of New West schools will have healthier, reduced-cost lunch options beginning early next month. And the new menu items are being tested and tried at a handful of schools today, and for more on that, we're joined by Karim Hashlaff. He is the superintendent for the New Westminster School District. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So tell us why you wanted a program like this in your district in the first place.
Well, it actually dates back to June 2017. Our New Westminster Board of Education passed a motion which directed staff to provide a report by early 2018 on the steps to be taken and costs associated with a district-wide plan, which would be one of first of its kind to address food security, healthy eating, and making available food programs to all of our schools. And really put down the initiative so that no child is left hungry and every child eats healthy. And certainly that may seem like a lofty goal, but we're excited that we're actually making the school a reality. And as you noted, we're launching our program with our first three schools next week.
And how much of an issue is getting children a healthy, nutritious meal in New Westminster?
Well, I think it is challenging, and it goes broader than New Westminster. As a school district, we partnered with Fraser Health to conduct a comprehensive food review. And within our research, we uncovered some alarming data. For instance, the 2017 UNICEF report card focused on children and sustainable development goals ranks Canada as 37th out of 41 high-income countries when it comes to ending hunger, achieving food security, and improved nutrition. Certainly that was concerning for us in New Westminster, given the evidence on the link between healthy eating and student success. When we did, within our own district, we polled our parents as well. We had over 1,300 parents participate in our survey, with 93% of them in favor of a food program available to all students on a daily basis.
And so walk us through how these lunches are going to work. Who is eligible, first off?
Well, the great thing is everyone is eligible. Within our research, we looked at different proposed models. The one we're moving forward builds on our community link funding. And just for the public, the community link is a special fund. Link is an acronym that stands for Learning Includes Nutritional Knowledge, and that fund is provided to school districts through the Ministry of Education. Excuse me. And with that, then, we hired a school nutrition coordinator to help with the implementation. And with outsourcing to a caterer after an extensive process, we will be using an online platform for ordering to all parents. It is completely voluntary. There's a range of healthy menu options that parents can choose on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. And it's supporting parents and families in offering healthy daily lunches. One of the innovative aspects to this, and was part of our research, is those families that are not unable to participate due to any financial challenges or special circumstances, we will be offering a subsidy, whether that's partial or whole, depending on the situation. And within our cost structure, we've been quite competitive at offering healthy meals for $5.75, and 50 cents of that cost of each meal will be going towards supporting our subsidy program.
Okay. And so tell me then how this reduces the stigma that's associated with, you know, a lot of kids bring their lunch, but there are some kids who don't pack a lunch when they come to school because their parents just can't get one together. How do kids access that lunch without being stigmatized?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So another key aspect of that goal, our goal, was to shift meal programs from a stigmatizing emphasis for vulnerable children and their families. So, you know, the order doesn't label any lunch other than the child's name. And those lunches are actually going to be delivered to the school. In fact, they're the classroom directly for students ordering their lunch on a particular day.
And I suppose for people who can pay the cost of this, it's very convenient for parents. I myself know that when I had a child with a school and a lunch program to pay for the lunch, it meant that I didn't have to make it. So a lot of kids who took the, bought the lunch anyway, not not because they couldn't afford otherwise.
Precisely, and that's been a huge appeal that we've noted with our parent community, is the ease and flexibility to order it when you wish on demand. And certainly you can choose whether it's a short-term or long-term and have that online platform that really parents can order healthy lunches for their child using their mobile device if they want.
Kareem, what can you say about the links between, you know, getting a decent lunch at school and success in school?
Well, beyond the traditional meal program, my comment would be we're really pushing for a program to link the conversation about food to the school curriculum and really encouraging healthy eating habits that could well inform student behavior for a lifetime. So we're seeing the connections already being made from kindergarten to grade 12, supporting learning on a number of issues from local food and the environment, health and media in relation to the food, composting, waste reduction. We have a growing number of school gardens. So we're really quite conscientious towards the provision, the providing of the healthy meals, but connecting, of course, the educational component with our students. And to that end, we think we're headed definitely in the right direction.
Kareem, it's good to hear you this morning. Thank you for taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
You take care. Bye-bye now.